This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. The annual Fringe Festival of Alternative and Avant-Garde Performance Art begins this week, although in somewhat reduced fashion due to the coronavirus pandemic. More than 100 works will be presented in a variety of ways in order to avoid assembling an audience in one space. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports it adds another layer of complexity to a festival already known for being experimental.
Fringe Arts had lined up the major parts of the upcoming Fringe Festival 6 months ago when suddenly everything had to be scrapped because of the pandemic. With all theaters shut down for the foreseeable future, performing artists had to completely reimagine what it means to perform for an audience. Producing director Nick Stuccio was surprised by how many artists scrambled to have something ready for the festival.
You know, it's not a couple of artists who are trying something new. It's 100-plus artists.
That is less than half of what The Fringe normally features, but more than what Stuccio was expecting for this pandemic year.
I certainly thought we would have far less participation. I don't know why I thought that, because I've been working with artists for almost 25 years, and I should know better.
Normally, The Fringe is much too large for any one person to see everything. One of the challenges and pleasures was figuring out how to navigate the incredible range of unknown material presented. This year, the festival is small enough that you can actually see everything if you wanted. The challenge is figuring out how to access it. Some pieces are available to watch only at specific times. Others are available whenever you choose to log on. Some pieces are online videos you can watch passively. Others are Zoom sessions where you can potentially interact with the performance. Some pieces are a hybrid of online material and in real life. Connecting the Distance is a dance piece that you watch online, but only through QR codes that have been posted in certain neighborhoods, meaning you have to get out and walk around outside.
It's hard to be at home. It's hard to not feel the sun on your face. And walking is important. Movement is important.
That's Christina Castro-Towser. She's the founder and choreographer of the dance company Expansions. She's using QR technology to force her audience to explore Mount Airy, where she lives, and North Philadelphia around the Taller Puerto Ricanu Cultural Center, where she works.
I grew up in Little Havana in Miami, and we walked. There was a lot of sidewalks and coffee shop windows, and you have moments of community standing outside drinking espresso, a cafe bustelo right on the window. That sense of walking and being part of each other, even 6 feet away, even 10 feet away, even across the street.
One of the centerpiece performances in the Fringe Festival this year is by Jamil Olawale Kasako, a dancer who's using a combination of live online performance, pre-recorded archival videos of previous work, online discussion groups, and even a reading list so audiences can better appreciate his work.
You know, we look at the work of so many amazing, dynamic thinkers, James Baldwin, Audre Lorde, so many different kinds of thinkers that have been incredibly important. You know, I call them my ancestors.
Even before the pandemic, Kasako used digital and live platforms simultaneously in his work to present what he calls his biomythographical work. As a Black gay man born in America of Nigerian parents and a student of 20th century Black intellect, his autobiographical work has many layers and is presented on many platforms.
Using the metaphor of my mother, who was this beautifully ill woman, you know, suffered from schizophrenia and eventually died of cancer and alcoholism. This woman, this body that was so deeply inflicted with the brutalities of this country, it became just this really dynamic metaphor in my own thinking about this nation and this person.
Kasako says his work, called American Chameleon, The Living Installments, is about the many ways he changes his persona in order to survive as a queer Black man in America. People who buy tickets to the live online performance will also gain access to his server, which is full of older video and dance fragments that he's worked on, as well as a portal into an online community of people having discussions amongst themselves, which Kasako hopes will continue long after the Fringe Festival is over. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.